Hi there. The word for you today is, this year, live by the Beatitudes. In Matthew 5 verse 5, Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek." Now in our macho world, meekness, the word meekness, is often mistaken for weakness. Jesus' definition of meekness pictures a powerful, majestic stallion that has been brought into submission. It hasn't lost any of its stamina. It's just that, whereas it once had a strong will of its own, it now yields to the will of another. You see, the breaking process is complete. Now it responds to the tug on the reins. Meekness involves these three things. Number one, sensitivity to God. In a good marriage, two people often understand each other's needs without even a word needing to be spoken. You see, the time they've spent together makes them aware of the things that enrich and also the things that offend. And their devotion to one another makes their marriage a top priority. And you know what? It's the same when you build a close relationship with God. Number two, surrender to God's will. The key to breaking stubborn habits is not fighting them in your own strength. That only keeps you focused on the problem and intensifies its power. Changing your focus and submitting to God moment by moment is the key to winning. Whether it's a problem or a hang-up, same thing. Paul writes 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, listen to it, but our sufficiency, our strength, our ability to overcome is from God." And number three, submission to God's purposes. To understand the difference between submission and selfishness, you must ponder these words, Ezekiel 33 verse 31. "So they come to you as people do, they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain." Submit yourself fully today to the plan and purposes of God for your life, and if you do, you'll never regret it.